Picture a typical school morning. Backpack forgotten, homework crumpled somewhere in yesterday's jeans, meltdown brewing because the usual breakfast cereal is gone. You've asked 3 times about the permission slip, nothing. Sound familiar? You're not alone, and you're not failing as a parent. What you're witnessing isn't defiance or laziness, it's executive functioning in action, or rather, struggling to act. These invisible challenges affect nearly 1 in 3 students, yet we've spent decades mislabeling these kids as unmotivated or careless. The truth is far more nuanced and ultimately more hopeful. Understanding how your child's brain manages itself, or struggles too, changes everything about how you support them. Think of executive functioning as your child's internal management system. Just as companies need leadership to coordinate departments, your child's brain needs executive functions to regulate thinking, feeling, and behavior toward goals. These mental tools help kids remember lunch money, resist blurting out answers, and push through boring homework. Explain it to kids this way. Imagine a tiny boss in the front of their brain, directing traffic. This boss decides what to pay attention to, what to remember, and what order to do things. Some kids have bosses who learned quickly, the smooth sailors who internalize routines independently. Others have bosses still in training, the boat rockers who need repeated reminders and more guidance. What looks like common sense, remembering gym shoes, starting homework unprompted, can be genuinely difficult for children with executive functioning challenges. Their brains aren't wired for automatic pilot yet. These children need far more repetition, delivered before problems occur. There's a world of difference between a calm reminder, phone goes in the kitchen drawer during homework, and frustrated nagging after they've already gotten distracted. Executive functioning comprises 10 interconnected abilities that reveal where your child struggles and what support they need. Task initiation generates mental momentum to begin tasks. Children aren't being stubborn. They genuinely can't activate themselves. Response inhibition resists impulses for bigger rewards, like the marshmallow test, where waiters had higher SAT scores and healthier weights. Today's new marshmallow is the smartphone, constant notifications interrupting deeper thinking. Focus directs attention and filters distractions. Working memory is your brain's RAM, temporarily holding directions or math steps. Time management requires visualizing the future, challenging when you live in now versus not now. Flexibility adapts when plans change. Self-regulation means thinking about your thinking, setting goals, monitoring progress, adjusting course. Emotional self-control manages feelings to prevent impulsive reactions. Task completion sustains energy until jobs are finished. Organization maintains order in spaces and belongings. When multiple skills lag significantly behind peers, targeted intervention becomes crucial. Executive functioning difficulties are symptoms, not diseases, like fever indicating various illnesses. ADHD is the most common underlying condition, requiring at least 6 symptoms of inattention or hyperactivity beginning before age 12. Autism involves challenges in flexibility and emotional regulation. Learning disabilities force brains to work harder, leaving less energy for executive control. Medical conditions matter too. Sleep apnea, traumatic brain injuries, seizure disorders, and chemotherapy can impair executive functioning. Depression saps the activation energy needed to start tasks, while anxiety triggers avoidance. Comprehensive assessment involves observations across settings, parent and teacher interviews, standardized rating scales, and direct testing, with classroom observations proving particularly valuable. Developmental benchmarks help gauge whether skills align with age expectations. Preschoolers should manage simple errands and basic self-care. Elementary students gradually handle chores, homework, and belongings. Middle schoolers organize schoolwork and adapt to changing schedules. High schoolers manage long-term projects and exercise independent judgment. When children consistently function below these benchmarks despite support, they need explicit skill building, not just time to grow out of it. Starting tasks is often half the battle. Like locomotives struggling uphill, these children need significant push to begin, though they function smoothly once moving. For transitions, give verbal warnings. In 2 minutes, bath time. Acknowledge the difficulty of stopping fun activities and make the next task appealing. Visual aids like timers help children without strong time sense. Music works beautifully as transition cues. Preschools use cleanup songs because they signal changes in fun ways. As demands escalate, the Pramac principle, completing undesirable tasks to earn desired activities, challenges kids who focus on present discomfort rather than future rewards. Help them visualize positive outcomes and provide encouragement. When facing multiple assignments, teach them to evaluate difficulty using easy, medium, hard categories, then let them choose their approach. This builds autonomy while teaching self-awareness. Establish homework routines early. Create a dedicated, screen-free space with good lighting. Find your child's optimal time. Some need breaks after school, while others struggle to restart once relaxed. Experiment, then maintain consistency. For teenagers claiming they work better under pressure, address the reality. Deliberate procrastination plus adolescent sleep patterns equals chronic sleep deprivation. Focus requires teaching self-monitoring. Define what focus looks like. Seated properly, electronics off, eyes on work. Use random timers where children mark whether they were focused when it sounds. Despite popular belief, only 2% of people effectively multitask. Media multitasking during studying leads to spotty learning and poorer retention. Establish media-free study periods. Background TV impairs learning even when children claim they're not watching. Vocal music competes with language processing, but instrumental music may help with mundane tasks. Time management challenges stem from time blindness, inability to sense time passing, thinking only in now and not now. Children's future vision develops gradually. Toddlers anticipate 20 minutes ahead, elementary children hours ahead, adolescents 2 to 3 days. For morning routines, the problem often isn't time, but visualization. They can't picture ready. Take a photo when fully prepared as their concrete reference target. Working memory, holding information long enough to use it, is crucial for learning. Rather than repeating directions, have children repeat back instructions. Teach they cannot rely on memory alone. They must develop recording systems, physical planner, electronic calendar, smartphone app, family calendar. Cognitive flexibility, adapting when circumstances change, is essential. Children with flexibility challenges get stuck using ineffective strategies repeatedly. Teach them to reboot when stuck. Take short breaks, return fresh. Model calming strategies. Label emotions with empathy. Replace rigid should statements with flexible sometimes thinking. Self-regulation helps children become independent learners who monitor thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. For reading, teach visualization. If they can't picture what they've read like a movie, they need to reread. For writing, pre-writing prevents paralysis. Discuss topics to generate ideas, organize using outlines or graphic organizers. Mental contrasting, writing positive outcomes, potential obstacles, and if-then plans, increases persistence. Executive functioning skills develop over years, not weeks. They're lagging skills to build, not character flaws to fix. Struggling children aren't being difficult. They're working with developing brains that need more scaffolding, repetition, and explicit instruction. Your role isn't to do everything for them or let them fail repeatedly. It's to be their external executive function while gradually transferring control as their internal systems strengthen. When you help your child break tasks into steps, create visual reminders, or practice self-talk for emotional regulation, you're teaching them how their brain works. The morning checklist today becomes the internalized habit tomorrow. The timer that helps focus now teaches time awareness they'll carry forward. Your patience today builds their independence tomorrow. These skills are learnable, these brains are changeable, and your consistent support makes the difference. Raising a child with executive functioning challenges isn't about fixing what's broken, it's about nurturing what's still developing, one small step at a time.